Ryan Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Daniel's birthday is coming up, and his wife, Judy, let us know. And every year, Daniel throws a big summer barbecue using the same company. Every year, they do a great job. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to call him and let him know that this company has gone vegan.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Daniel.
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Daniel, it's Peter from Mavero's Barbecue and Catering.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, just getting ready for your big barbecue.
Oh, yeah, I know, I can't wait.
Some of the menu things I've got, just going over the order. I know we get some nice grilled vegetables this year. We got, you know, corn, asparagus, tomato, avocado right on the grill. It's really nice.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, we got this year raw coleslaw. It's very delicious.
Well, isn't coleslaw raw anyway?
Yeah, well, this is there's no mayo. It's a straight raw coleslaw. We got jackfruit pulled pork. A lot of people don't know that you can use jackfruit as a substitute for pork.
Wait a minute. Jackfruit? Yeah. Jackfruit what?
Yeah, it's a big fruit that you can't even tell that it's not pork.
Well, you can't have pulled pork made of fruit.
Oh, yeah. No, it's delicious. It's all in the sauce.
No, I don't think that's going to fly very well with my guests. These guys are like heavy meat eaters.
Okay, so you haven't checked out our website since last year.
No, I just assumed that it would be great and, you know, similar to what it was last year.
Yeah, we've had a slight rebranding with the company. We're now meatless and vegan and vegetarian friendly.
Oh, well, I don't think my wife, Judy, has any idea about that either.
Really? You won't tell the difference. The veggie dogs with the almond meal and the tofu in there. It's delicious. It really is.
That sounds terrible. That sounds terrible. You have to have other types of foods other than all this healthy granola crap or whatever.
No, you wouldn't put granola on the grill. That would fall right through the grates. That's just
okay, well, listen, I mean, I'm going to have to talk to my wife about this.
Yeah.
This menu is just completely ridiculous for what we're used to having.
Well, I know we got grass-fed beef that you've had on the menu in the past.
Right, and that was fantastic.
Yeah, what we do now, we have grass-fed beef. We have a little calf that we bring and little pouches of grass that all the kids can feed. It's almost like a petting zoo kind of thing, you know?
What?
So the kids love it.
You're kidding.
I know you would wanted lamb kebabs, I believe.
Yeah, this is some kind of joke, right?
We don't do lamb kebabs anymore. We do have a lamb called Bob. We call him Bob the Lamb, and he comes out, and also in this little petting zoo, the kids can feed him, you know, and teach about animal awareness. It's nice.
All right, listen, let me stop you. Let me stop you there, because I'm getting really aggravated now. The feeding of grass to cows and whatever else, that's for a fair or something. This is my big 50th birthday cookout, and all my guy friends are coming, and they're going to drink, and they're going to eat me. So I need you to find a way.
Well, you know what we can do? Here's something we could do. We do have, we got the barbecue riblets that go great on the grill. It's, you know, with a lentil and tofu mix, and it's really.
No, I don't want riblets, and please stop saying tofu.
Yeah, well, it's all about the sauce.
Do you not understand that I'm not interested in anything that you're going to be serving me here?
You and our all-American burger? It's got soy and
no.
Lentils.
Please. Damn it, stop. Okay? Yeah. I will have my wife get in touch with you.
Smart dogs.
And you can deal with her.
Yeah, Judy?
Yes. Judy will call you, and believe me, she won't be happy
you
either.
You know what, Daniel? I spoke with Judy. Judy called me, and this is Brian Bell from WROR.
Oh, you're kidding me.
This is a Brian Bell buster, Daniel.
Are you kidding?
Yes, absolutely.
You got my blood pressure through the roof.
You know what would be good for that? A nice tofu burger. Judy called us here at the Lorna Wally Show to get you for your birthday and said you were having this big cookout.
I'm going to strangle her with a tofu hot dog.
I don't know that it has the tensile strength for that. So happy birthday. Thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show, and enjoy your cookout for real, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Although, you know, Lamb Called Bob is very cute. I recommend having him come by.
Yeah, that bad joke. Bad.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.